This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Over to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, I mean that sincerely. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me, whether it's on the air or in the chat room, doing whatever. I really do appreciate the time you're here. And I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to be part of the conversation. The way you do that is you listen, you get involved. You can hop up in the chat room at therealside.com. A lot of smarter people than I in the chat room. I guarantee you there's smarter people than I am in the chat room. How do you like that one? Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hit up the website. Look, if you don't like emails, we've got an email list that, you know, we send out stories from time to time, but if you don't like the emails, I got that. I don't like them either, frankly. But you can also go for text alerts, and you can text TRS, I know, sound like a snake, right? TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Listen, so after the break, I'm going to have California State Senator Scott Wilk on with me. The Golden State has lost its luster, you know what I mean? There's some kind of coating over the gold. But can it ever recover? The damage done to this state by Democrats is horrendous, what they've done to this state. You know, the beautiful roads, the open scenery, the beautiful parks and everything else. No, nothing there. There's so much damage. So much going on in this state that could be easily fixed. And the Democrats refuse to do it. $33 billion last I looked. In the unemployment mess. People who are unemployed need money to survive, need money to put on the table while, you know, Governor Nuisance is out there eating at one of the most expensive restaurants in the world, for that matter. You know, and will schools ever really reopen full time? You hear Fauci telling us that COVID is going to be around for years to come, right? There's plenty of flus that have been around for years. But what does that mean to California? Because, you know, again, Newsom has his own group of health experts that he listens to, so he says. And then businesses have taken a beating, record beating in this state. I mean, San Francisco has had a mass exodus of businesses, and not just because of COVID. Because they don't know how to run a city there. You've got homeless people sleeping in the store frontways, crapping there and urinating there. And they wonder why, and on top of it, San Francisco County, you ready for this one? Hey, we've screwed things up for you. We've allowed people to crap in your walkway, you know, getting up into your store, peeing there, laying in front of the walkway. So if you can't rent out your storefronts, if you can't rent out your, we're going to charge you a vacancy tax because you're obviously not trying hard enough to sell the fact that people can step over human excrement. That's true. They want a vacancy. Los Angeles wants to do the same thing. L.A., the homeless tents are three deep. I should have taken pictures when I went down there. You know, they're hanging their butts. I don't know why. I mean, it doesn't matter. They're hanging their butts off the curb to take a crap. Can't park your car there unless you want to drive through this stuff. And then you'll have the wonderful of having it all over your fender well. Isn't that great? Yeah, I know. Hope you're not eating right now. But it's a true thing. It's a real picture to paint. And then I'll discuss with him the overall future of California. Can it come back? I mean, I wouldn't ask the question if it's worth fighting for. It is a beautiful state. There are some beautiful, beautiful places in this state. But to what end? You know, some of my friends are asking me, why do you keep fighting for this stuff when you know that they'll just get back in and screw it up? Well, maybe, just maybe, we'll get to the point where we won't let them back in to screw it up. Maybe. What do you think? This is just nuts. Yeah, somebody wound me up today. What happened? 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with. Somebody's making mention of North Korea. Apparently, they let a rocket or two go today, and they're asking if it's a rocket, man. I don't, you know what? I don't know. Have we seen him for real? You know, have we seen a look-alike, or we have seen him for real? His sister seems to be doing a lot of talking. His sister seems to be doing a lot in the way of what's going on in North Korea right now. So I would have to ask that question. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, if Trump was in, I know, you're right. See, I love my chat room. They're right on top of it. You know, why would you be afraid of Biden? Really? I mean, he's not going to press a button for anybody. He's not going to attack anybody that might have anything to do with China, because then China might release all the emails they have of the money going to Joe. I'm telling you, look, not because I'm saying it because I'm a Republican. I grew up around this stuff. I am telling you how dirty they are. You don't own 4 mansions that are worth millions of dollars each on a government salary. Are you with me? I don't know what investments you made, could have made, might have made. Come on, think about it. How do you, as a state senator, or a federal senator for that matter, how do you make enough money to move into a mansion? You tell me you got a good investment broker? One that acts on everything you told him? I mean, really? All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can always send me an email if you want some information. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. State Senator Scott Wilk joins me right after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Or you can join the chat room up on the website. Smarter people than I am are in that chat room, I got to tell you, really seriously. They catch things that go by me at a million miles an hour. So, you know, in the last two segments, actually, we've been talking a little bit about California, too, and, you know, the question I ask on a regular basis is California, can we save it? Has it lost its love luster? You know, and again, whenever, right now, they're dominated by Democrats in Sacramento, and it doesn't seem like anything goes through, anything is pushed through that will actually fix this state. And there are many issues that need to be taken care of here. But as I always tell you, I bring on the experts. I don't have the clue. I'm not in it every day. So I've asked California State Senator Scott Wilk to join me to discuss some of the issues that are hard on California right now, that are slowing it down and giving us heartburn here as constituents in this state. And Senator Wilk, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thanks for having me, Joe. I appreciate it.
Well, the first thing I want to get to is the one that everybody is screaming about. Are we going to continue to give money to incarcerated Californians, if you would? I mean, the EDD, the unemployed, it's a mess here, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, the EDD is a complete debacle. So 35 states match prisoners' records with unemployment claims, and California, of course, is one of those that does not, even though the state auditor back in an audit in 2016 made that recommendation. And so we've shelled out. We'll see what the final number is, but it's at least $9 million to state prisoners, including Scott Peterson.
Yeah, that's great, though. I mean, there's no bell or whistle that goes off when you're sending, 672 checks to one address.
Yeah, well, there was one address that had even more than, I think it was 2,600. Dianne Feinstein, she got like four an address, and somebody submitted a Social Security number, 0123456. That was like 1 through 9, and got money because they did not match the social, because they're so far behind, they did not match they matched Social Security numbers and names, but they didn't match addresses. So fraudsters that had done prior hacks on banks, whatever, they took that information and then they were redirecting those claims to their addresses that they controlled. And again, walked away. But I think it's going to be about $100 million when it's said and done.
Wow. And you look at all the fraud that's taking place. The one fellow actually got up on YouTube, Senator, and he had a clip up there about how he was beating the state. That he was getting about, I think he was getting like 16 or 17 checks. And the fool put it up there. Eventually they caught him. But it was hilarious as to how easy. I'm thinking to myself, how does that happen? How easy is it for people to get into these things? And then you have real Californians that really can't work. Their businesses have been shut down. And they're dying for the money. They haven't got the money as of yet. How do they get the help they need?
Yeah, so what they should do is call their local state senator or state assembly person, because there's staff there that have private numbers into the EDD. And even that's a slow process, but it's much quicker than trying to call in or go on the website. Because the fact of the matter is, I was just looking at the most recent numbers, and the caseloads right now at EDD are comparable to what they were of April of last year. So I think there's currently 1.7 million outstanding cases. Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to feel that. And then, I want to jump from that into the business environment. And I was talking about it before you came on, and about how some of the major cities like San Francisco, they've not only had people who live there leave the city, but they've had plenty of businesses leave. And it isn't just because of COVID. It's because of, mismanagement. And the same thing in Los Angeles and a few other places. A friend of mine has moved, I think he said, 1,700 businesses in the last 18 months out of California, some to, Arizona, New Mexico, what have you. And are we going to see, can we see, what's the chances of businesses coming back and California being revived from an economic standpoint?
Well, let's be honest. If you want to start a business or have a business, California is not the ideal climate to do it in. So only people who really want to live here are going to do that. There's absolutely no incentive for businesses to be in California, whether it's the regulatory environment or the high taxes. In fact, I just saw that there's another new proposal out of the state assembly that's going to do an additional tax on high wealth individuals. And California is already the top rate in the country at 13.3%.
I'm sitting here listening to you talk and saying, all right, Joe Biden, I'll be the one that doesn't have any faith in him. You know, Joey B comes out today talking about, you know, a higher tax plan, one of the highest rates that we've had in 30 years in the country. California, I don't think they've seen a tax that they don't want to tack onto somebody somewhere, somehow. You're going to tax these people at a rate that really going to drive them not only out of the state. I think some people you'll drive, personal opinion, I think you'll drive some people out of the country. Because why? Why put up with the issues we have here? To your point, the EPA, the AQMD that we have out in California, all these taxes and all these regulations, they can't function here.
Well, the California Air Resource Board is the worst, and the legislature has completely ceded its authority to that board. So I was talking to a businessman yesterday. He's a roofing company, large roofing company, employs a lot of people. That all of his employees are union, so he's not doing it on the cheap. And he has to turn over all of his trucks, which he's been doing. And then he got a letter from CARB yesterday, and he's now have to give them the information, all the trucks, all the miles they do, and what projects they're working on, and they're going to look at that and figure out a new way to tax them.
Oh, it's somebody was talking about the new mileage tax that they were discussing at one point in time, and I was saying that's because
they're still discussing that. That's in a pilot project stage. I voted against it because first of all, I think there's privacy issues. And two, if you're buying gasoline, you pay a gas tax to go to roads. So to me, that's double taxation.
And wait a minute, the tax on the tires, okay? And then again, when you look at everything that's going down, tax you pay when you buy the car, and now you're going to put a mileage tax on because you pushed all these electric cars, and you're not getting the money you thought you were going to get. We're going to be back in a minute. Joe Mussini, your host, California Senator Scott Wilk, will join me after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker AstraZeneca is revising the data from its American COVID vaccine trial. The updated report revises its shot's efficacy in preventing symptomatic cases of COVID-19 to 76%. A release on Monday claimed the rate was 79%. The report still says its shot is 100% effective in protecting against severe cases of the disease, Several health officials had called the company's data into question, accusing AstraZeneca of cherry-picking to make the shot appear more effective. And South Korean officials say that the North Korean military has fired a pair of ballistic missiles, the second launch from the North Koreans in less than a week. The missiles splashed down in the Sea of Japan early Thursday morning local time. The South Korean government says they and U.S. intelligence are analyzing the flight paths for any additional information. The North Koreans launched a pair of short-range ballistic missiles over the weekend as well. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You tiny brained whoppers of other people's buttons.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, head over to the website, realside.com. Some of you don't like emails. All right, great, got it. If you want a text alert, simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222, and, you know, we'll get you out a notice that the show's coming up. But by now, it should be first nature for you. Anyhow, as many of you know, the show originates out of California, and I got to tell you, I've been telling you guys for years, if you wanted to see how this country would be destroyed if the Democrats got total rule, just look at California. California, when I got here almost 30 years ago, a beautiful, gorgeous place to be. Loved going to the beaches. Loved going to the mountains. Now you could lose your, you know, you could lose your car when you go over a bridge that hasn't been well maintained in this state. It's just amazing as to what's going on here. And we've got Governor Newsom. Thank God we got enough signatures to get him recalled. Let's see how this plays out, though. I'm not full of hope. I hope he does get recalled. I don't know who we have to replace him, and this has always been a little challenge for the party out here. But let me bring somebody on who does have a clue. California State Senator Scott Wilk joins me to discuss, well, all things California right now. And Senator Wilk, thanks for joining me. Appreciate your time.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for having me, Joe. You brought, I know, just not we, not Chris, have talked about this, but you brought up how if you want to see how what America's going to be, just look at California.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've heard of the Peter Principle, right, where somebody rises up to their level of incompetence.
Yeah.
And so Julie Hsu, who is our Secretary of Labor, who is responsible for the debacle of EDD, she's been appointed Assistant Secretary of Labor back in Washington, D.C. Yeah. by Biden. So I call that the Biden principle. You appoint somebody to a higher position, and they're already incompetent, then you appoint them to an even higher position.
I have been joking about Kamala Harris and saying the woman couldn't get one point when it came to being, you know, for the primary for president, and yet we made her vice president, or we didn't, but some made her, knowing that she's going to step into that office at some point in time. I'm thoroughly confused.
She's already running it.
Yes, I agree with you there. I got that, and I agree with you. And I mean, let's put the woman who giggled. Oh, it's petrified because she. But
yeah,
but
yeah,
we know she's safe. Nobody's going to touch her because look who's next in line, right?
Yeah,
she won't need Secret Service protection. She'll be just fine. So, anyway,
let's get back to business here in California and some of the things that are going on here as well. And look, I started a couple of businesses in the years I've been in California, loved doing business here, and you know, but you're seeing more and more businesses close up. It's harder and harder and harder for them to do businesses. We're still down. Some of these businesses are still at, a 25% fill rate when they're inside the restaurants when it comes to that kind of thing.
Right.
And then outside. Right. And when you look at that.
An amusement park's only 15%, even though it's outside.
Yeah. Outside,
and
inside,
and you can't scream on the roller coaster.
Oh yeah, sure, that's going to work out well. I got some emails this week. People were telling me how they were quote unquote accosted at some of these amusement parks, where the people running the rides were actually yelling at them to lift their mask up or to do, you know, whatever. Maybe they were sitting on a bench trying to catch their breath and taking a drink, and they had their mask off for a second. They were being yelled at. I'm going, look, that's not what you go to an amusement park for. These things are not going to be able to maintain. I don't know how they're going to maintain. Six Flags Magic Mountain, big bucks, I get it. How do they maintain at a 15% fill rate? I don't know how they're going to be able to pull this off.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually have a meeting with them coming up. So, you know, the thing, Magic Mountain is you know, part of Six Flags Corporation.
Right.
They have 35 amusement parks in Mexico, U.S., Canada. And they've all been open. 34 of the 35 have been open. The only one that hasn't been open is Magic Mountain in California. And in fact, some of their parks have been open from mid-June of last year. And one of the things that they wanted to do, it was sit down with the governor's staff and walk them through their safety protocols, because they've had no COVID outbreaks at all. So they know how to do it and do it safely. And they wanted to come and share that with the governor and his public health people. And I couldn't put them together. Governor was just not interested. And as you know, the governor had this business, this business roundtable group, and Bob Iger, who was then CEO of Disney, resigned from it because he knows that Governor Gavin Newsom doesn't really care about business.
No, I'm amazed, and other people I've talked to in and around him say the same thing. And not only is he incompetent, he doesn't seem to really care. It seems to be all about, you know, him maintaining. Look at the tour he's doing up and down the state to try to tell everybody that the only people recalling him or trying to recall him are the QAnon worshippers, the hardcore right wingers, the always Trumpers are the only ones trying to recall him. And, you know, it's a flat out lie, isn't it?
Absolutely. I was talking to one of my, so I've not been involved, you know, in the recall campaign, as you know. But I was talking to one of my fellow senators yesterday who has been, and she was telling me that they've been going through the signatures, and close to 30% of people who signed that are Democrats.
Yep.
So, and I'm sure it's a ton of independents. So, he can't make a case for himself. So what he's going to do is, it's going to be scorched earth. And I think his biggest fear is that a legitimate Democrat hops in the race to be an alternative. Because there's plenty of Democrats, you know, Democratic voters who probably want a Democrat, but they just don't want him. So he's going to spend a lot of time, trying to keep a legitimate Democrat out. So good luck to you, because I don't think that's going to happen. I think somebody at some point is going to jump in.
You think Villa Ragu is going to jump in? I mean, could be.
I mean, he's certainly making calls, and again, he's very liberal too, but he's good on school choice. He's excellent on charter schools. I mean, this governor has just done a complete full frontal assault. But you know, on the recall, so I've got a different take than a lot of other people, because it's two questions on the ballot. Question number one, yes, no on recalling the governor. And the second question is, who do you want? So, you know, a lot of people said, oh, we should only have one Republican candidate. I disagree, because I think if you have a number of legitimate candidates, it's going to animate a center-right coalition to come out to vote. So, you know, you know, I've already endorsed former mayor of San Diego, Kevin Faulkner, but, you know, Rick Grinnell's talking about it. John Cox has run before. I don't care if they all run, because I think they have different constituency groups. And if they turn out and vote no, then you know we get rid of the governor, and hopefully one of those people can get enough votes to be our next governor. But
right, given the atmosphere in California, though, I mean, these are not the days of Reagan. I've heard different people say that you really need somewhat of a moderate Republican to run and actually make in that seat. I don't know if I agree with that at this point in time with the way the state is, or the state of the state, if you would. Do you?
I think people want change. If we want to be honest, I think Rick Grinnell is a little problematic because of his close association with Trump. That'd be an easier target for them. I don't care what your political stripe is. This governor is incompetent. It's pretty clear that he's incompetent and that he doesn't care. And which is the biggest thing, you know, his state of the state address, which normally is done in the Capitol with the legislature. He did, as you know, at Dodger Stadium. And I always love to see somebody from San Francisco strike out at Dodger Stadium. And I really thought he had a chance to, I thought he was going to go and reset. I thought he was going to pull a Reagan or a Clinton and have different people there and tell compelling stories, you know, about whatever his policies did, you know, to help them during COVID or what have you. And no, it was all about him. And all he was doing was attacking people and things that don't exist. And
Wow. And
the guy is such a narcissist. He's such a narcissist.
Well, the school thing is causing trouble for all of us. I know we're running out of time here on the segment.
Yeah.
The school thing is going, you know, everybody in my listeners know that I'm a school board trustee here in California. And it really is. It's causing trouble with our kids, mental illness for our kids. He is just kowtowing to the unions, and he doesn't want to seem to look at real science to get our kids back in. And I don't know why the legislature doesn't get back together and take this up.
Well, look, I'm a co-author of SCR 5, which would strip him of the emergency powers that we granted him back on March 16th of last year. But the fact of the matter is, Gavin Newsom, through executive order, closed the schools, and Gavin Newsom, with an executive order, can open the schools.
Yep.
He's not opening the schools because the teachers' unions don't want the schools open, so he's kowtowing to teacher union cash at the expense of our kids.
You're out of time.
I find it offensive.
I tried
Me
other
too.
Brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. God bless you people for staying with me. I appreciate your time with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the whole idea. You want to be part of the solution. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, and you really do. You really do. You should pay attention, not just to what I say, but to the other shows that you're listening to, the stuff that you're reading, stuff coming by your little tweets and what have you. It really is a problem. I mean, it really is a problem if you just spew what you hear. And again, I love, you know, when you talk to a California Democrat, most of them, right, the majority of, they blame the fall of this state on Republicans. And the funny thing about it is, for all intents and purposes, the Republicans can stop nothing from happening except one thing. And that's tax increases. And we can't even stop that now because they still have two-thirds. It takes two-thirds of the legislature to push through a tax bill in California. So they have two-thirds. They don't need Republicans to do it. Now, I don't know what they're thinking or if they're thinking anything, actually. I would say no. But when you hear
the stupid, moronic things they try to throw on us. They try to say it's a Republican's fault. It just shows you truly not how out of touch they are, but how I'm just gonna be how dishonest they are. That's really what it boils down to. It's how dishonest they're being. And again, I've been saying, some of you guys have been listening for a long time. I call it the whiteboard effect, if you would. For years, we have allowed them to lie about these things, to lie about the budgets, to lie about the education process, to lie about all of this. And frankly, like I said, if we would get a whiteboard, like Carl Rove used to do with the little one, get a whiteboard out there, roll it out on the Congress floor, and say, well, let me show you, let me draw out for you, because more and more people are visual these days, let me roll out for you truly what the Dems have in mind, and roll out what that means. I mean, think about it. If you live in California, and you're doing fairly well for yourself, now the mileage tax is back on the table, you've got the highest gas taxes in the country, right? They're talking about vacancy taxes. I mean, they haven't found a tax they can't pronounce right or spell yet. And then you got Joey B. on the federal side. He's talking about a tax increase like you haven't seen in 30 years. But if you live in California and you have to pay taxes, you're done. You might as well kiss 60 to 70% of your paycheck away, for all intents and purposes. But hey, it's cool. It's cool. Because they're going to give you, they're going to give you what, $1,400? And then you got Governor Newsom who's talking about doing the same kind of program for Californians. Hello? Really? What a little spitfire is it? I say little because she is kind of small in stature. State Senator Melissa Melendez is now pushing a bill, and she's introduced an anti-discrimination package. Now, your first thought, right, when I see this headline, remember I told you about headlines, when I saw this headline come by, I'm going, oh, come on, she's a staunch Republican conservative. What's this about? And then I saw it said it's a package to fight the cancel culture. I'm like, okay, all right, that's what you need right there. And she says it's unfathomable to me that corporations and members of the public would ruin a person's career, business, and family because of their political ideology. A free society shouldn't allow thoughts and ideas to be censored. Free speech covers all speech, not just the stuff you agree with. She's right. Look, I sit there and listen to loons on the left all the time. I debate with them. I discuss with them. I just discuss with people of different religions all the time. Ultimately, the bottom line, they have a right to have their own thought. Do you really believe if Republicans took total control of everything, we would be the thought police? Furthest from it. I think it's partly why we're in the trouble we're in when it comes to having the Dems run all over us. Maybe we should do what they do. Maybe when we get control, we should limit their speech. I mean, I would do it for a year, just let them feel what it's like. Senate Bill 238, known as the Diversity of Thought Act, it aims to amend the Fair Employment and Housing Act by adding political affiliation as a protective class under the California anti-discrimination laws. If enacted, now remember I told you, they have two-thirds of the legislature. So you know how far this is going to move along, right? If enacted, the bill protects California residents from discrimination when seeking employment opportunities or housing based on political affiliation. So you can't turn somebody down for a job because they voted Trump. That's really what it boils down to. It'll never stop. They won't let it stop. Cancel culture and the efforts to silence differing opinions and voices should be a growing concern for all, said Melendez. A climate of intolerance has been established, and it has stifled healthy and normal debate. Anyone who values their own freedom of speech should be I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, you should be concerned about this. This is a big deal. This will hurt you. Because eventually, even the elites in your own party, and they do it now, I've seen it on the local and state level. The Democrats in authority will tell you what to say, where to run, how to run, when you get to run, and what position you're going to take in the party. They're a big tent party, but they're going to dictate whether, you know, how the tent is put up, how it faces, and everything else. So different. I mean, Republicans are like that to a degree. But they're Gestapo-ish about it. Again, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, you know, 5563. So I'll give my lecture at the end. Coming up on the, I won't say the end of the show. But it's up to us. And I know you hear that all the time, but it is up to us. And when I say that, I mean that from a standpoint of, again, back to the local government. Take back your local government. Get involved, get engaged, help somebody run, and take back your local government. It's really that simple. And I know you're going to laugh and say, well, it's not that easy. Yeah, actually, it is. If you take it, look, if you think about how we used to do politics, precinct politics, you had precinct captains. I know things changed a little bit. I got that. But you had precinct captains. Ones that would, you know, the 100 houses in your area, they would get to know people. They would make sure they knew what was going on in the neighborhood. They'd be a friendly face. So that when election times came around, you had, when you had volunteers, that precinct captain could help in that precinct get people out there where they needed to be. And then you had the county people. They were there, hopefully, they were there to help you as well. You see where I'm going with this? So the bottom line is that we are going to have to get off the couch again. I know. It's irritating. Many of you don't know, like, where I live and the area I live in, but the bottom line is I spent years helping to clean this place up. Of Republicans that were useless. Republicans that really wouldn't do the job. True Republicans, true people that were Republicans in name only. And we did a great job cleaning it up. And then newer, younger Republicans got in, and some of the old guard got a hold of them. And it's our job to step up again and help clean it up again. And I know it's irritating, it's a pain in the butt. But what's the alternative? Flush it all? No. You don't do that. I didn't work this hard, A, to get on a school board, and B, to clean up and call out Republicans that really weren't standing for Republican principles, to just throw up my arms and go, to heck with it. Not going to win this anyhow. Can't give up. Can't give up to the last heartbeat. Especially if you know what you stand for is right. I know on the school board and other places that I'm out speaking and doing, I know what I believe is right. I don't think it's right. I know it's right. I know it's right to offer school choice to all people, all kids. I know it's right to make sure the kids have the ability not just to be academically astute or what have you, but also to know what a screwdriver is, what a Phillips head is, what a hammer is, how to use a drill safely. You know what I mean? All of that is part of a learning process. I do not believe that schools or education is a place to teach moral values. Not what they're being paid to do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, head up to the website, because I want you involved, I want you engaged. And I really, truly want you to know what's going on and what I'm all about. So read the About section, you know, like the story, sign up for our email blast. And if you don't like emails, you don't want to check your email, you're one of those people that, you know, checks your email once a week, you can always sign up for the text messaging. Simply text TRS to 77222, TRS 77222. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Guys, thanks for being with me. Thanks for supporting the show, and you have a safe and beautiful rest of the day.